Blog Talk Radio.
I was preaching at my church one Sunday morning, and the spirit got real high. God gave me this song after I got through preaching, and the song simply said, "Just for me." This miracle, this breakthrough, and this healing is just for me. In this season that we're going through, I want you to lift your hand wherever you are and just simply say, "It's just for me."
Just for me. Cry no more. God gon' turn it around just around. Not going to give up on God. You've been good to me. You've been good to me. Ah, you've been good. You've been good.
That's enough to make you want to shout right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett. I'm joining you live in Macon, Mississippi. Today, we have Pastor Armando Adams. He is on the line, and he is with us in the Jabez Radio 1 studios, and I'm glad about it. Amen, and praise God. And we had prayer this morning at Glory Revealed Mission, located at 77 Oliver Road in Macon, Mississippi, where he is the pastor, and he is doing a wonderful and awesome job, and I'm just glad about being a part of Glory Revealed and how the glory of the Lord is manifesting in my life and in the lives of others. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. I certainly want to acknowledge and give honor to my mom, Ernestine Head, who is on the line from Richmond Heights, Ohio. I love you, Mom. I'm so glad that you have joined us today. My aunt Darnell in Glenda Moore in Chardon, Ohio, and I'm glad about you joining on today. This is the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. I know you were blessed by that song, Just For Me. Just For Me. Pastor Armando Adams recorded that song, and that is his latest and new release, Just For Me. And we'll have him tell us later on in the broadcast how we can purchase that release and how if we wanted to book him for your special event, what his contact information is. We'll definitely provide you with that information. But first, I want to also acknowledge Evangelist Nellie Gathoni, who cannot be with us today. Live. She wanted to be to listen to the broadcast live from Mombasa, Kenya, and share it with the people in China, but she will not be able to do so today, but she will do that tomorrow. And so we want to acknowledge her. We want to thank God for her. And as she is a blessing to this ministry, and she has Jabez Radio 2 in Mombasa, Kenya. But I do have a message from her to our pastor, Pastor Adams. He is also known as Pastor Mondo. He is from Columbus, Mississippi, and he is not only a pastor, but he is a husband of Lady Tanisha, beautiful woman of God with a very sweet spirit. And he has a son and daughter, Chloe and Monty, and they're just sweet, dear children and beloved, and we just thank God for them as well. But she had a Evangelist Gathoni wanted you to know, Pastor Adams, that she is sends her blessings all the way from Kenya. She will release all the information tomorrow, and she would like for me to tell you that you are her pastor too. She sent the message, and she said that she is happy that she is connected to you, that you all are going to be able to serve God. And she says she asked God to bless you and uplift you higher and higher always in Jesus' name. So we thank God for Evangelist Nellie Gathoni, who's doing a great work over in Africa. But we don't want to prolong the time. I can tell you about Pastor Armando Adams and all the things about what he's done, recording artists and things of that sort. But I want to just, we want to get to the heart of it all. We want to get to the Word of God. Amen. We want to know what we need now in these last days during COVID-19 and this pandemic. We need a word from the Lord, amen? We need to hear about Jesus, amen? And we don't want to boast about anything but the Lord, amen? And I'm going to always make my boast in the Lord because it is in Jesus Christ that we live, we move, and we have our being, amen? It's nobody but Jesus. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Pastor Adams on to the line. Again, he is referred to as Pastor Mondo, but his first name is Armando, and his last name is Adam. So we're going to welcome Pastor Mondo to Jabez Radio.
Amen. God bless each of you today. May the Lord God bless you real good. Thank you, Sister Triplett, for this opportunity and this time of coming in to speak with you all and to share the word of God with you. And before we start, let's pray. Father, I thank you for your goodness and grace. I thank you for your blessings. Thank you for being God, and thank you for being our protector, our head. Thank you for being who you are to us. And we just want to say thank you for this season. You protected us during this pandemic, during this plague that have hit our land. And God, we just want to say thank you, and we're excited about what you're going to do, and we're excited about what you are going to complete through us and within us. And God, we give your name the praise in Jesus' holy and mighty name. Amen. Well, God bless each of you. Finding the word of God in Galatians chapter number 6 is what I want to look at right quick. And it says this in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 through 9 is what we're going to look at. And I want to release this one powerful statement. This one powerful message through this text. It says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of his flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." I want to talk from this subject very quickly, is I have favor because I survived the fight. I want you to put that down. I want you to write that down. Keep that in your phone. Keep that close to you. I have favor because I survived the fight. I didn't faint. The one weapon that we can use that Satan can't hold a shield against, or that Satan cannot detect or protect himself from, that is the word of God. That is the weapon that we have to use against the enemy, especially in this time and in this season. We should understand that the scripture says, "No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper." The word of God, which is powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, is what we have to use against the enemy, especially in time like this. You'll find Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." That's letting the enemy know, so no matter where I turn, no matter what direction I go, the Lord is going to be with me. And then 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, "Do you not know that in a race all runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize." In other words, when we are running, we're running this race by faith. We ought to let the enemy know we're all running, but there's one going to win the prize. And you, my brother and sister, will win the prize if you keep your faith in Jesus Christ. Another weapon you can use against the word of God, and this is something very familiar. Everybody knows this. Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ, which gives me strength." And then you can let the enemy know that my strength comes through Christ. Even when your body feel like you're tired, even when you feel like you're tired and you feel that you're in a place where you just can't make it, the Bible said that you can do all things through him who gives you strength. And then Isaiah 41, I'm just kind of giving you some nuggets that you can use against the enemy and how to use the word of God as a weapon against him. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you." That's a promise from the Lord. He said, "I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will uphold you in my righteous right hand. And then you can be confident is one thing. In Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this, that he who begun a good work in you will carry it completion unto the day of Christ Jesus. When we start using the word of God against the enemy, then we're laying in 2 Timothy 1:7. For the Spirit of God gave us for the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and a sound discipline or a sound mind. For he knows the plan that he has for me. Now, this is what I want to look at after we get involved in this, after we get to this one place, after we get to this one place, this is what we have to do and what we have to understand. We have to look at it. We have to look at this one thing is we got to know that the enemy seeks to kill, steal, and destroy. But when you got favor, you can say, I got favor from God, and he allowed me to survive the very thing that I've been going through. He allowed me to survive the very thing that I fought, the very thing that the enemy tried to take out of me. I survived it. Now, I don't know how many on this line that can say this and how many will start praising God right now, that the enemy thought that he had you down for the count, but you survived it because God gave you favor. And the reason why you didn't succumb, the reason why you didn't die in what you in, the reason why God did not allow you to fall prey to the enemy is because of the fact he had his hand on you and you survived it. Who am I talking to on this line right now that can look and say, God, out of all I've been through, out of all the lies been told on me, out of all the stuff I had to fight, even though in my physical body, even the approach that I've been through, out of everything I've been through, I'm still here, and it's because the favor of God, and I survived it. I wish I had about telling y'all, if you're online today, to lift your hand in your house over this whole country to say, I thank God that I survived it. It supposed to have killed me. It should have killed me. It should have took me out. But because God had plans for me, he said, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. When God gives you a future, what you got to understand, you got to hold on to what God has given you. Favor from God is awarded. Listen to this now, why this is powerful. God, favor from God is awarded to the faithful, not the one that's going to fear. Believers that doesn't faint during the attack has a automatic driveway or automatic highway to favor. When you get serious, you'll fight with everything in you to know, enemy, devil, you should have killed me, you should have destroyed me when you had the opportunity. But now that my faith is in God, now that my heart is in God, now that my mind is made up, I will let nothing separate me. I won't let nothing turn me around because I got my mind made up to serve the King of Kings and the King of Glory.
God,
that's what the world
needs.
And the reason why the world is in trouble, the reason why the world have come to a place where we are really in a messed up place is because of the fact the world have turned away from the one and only answer that this nation can thrive off of, and that is the Word of God. Anytime you turn from the Word of God, anytime you turn away from Jesus and you start serving idol gods and start serving all these things, what happens is you're telling God that he don't have no power, that you're not afraid of him, that you don't care. But when you have the fear of God and the love of God operating on you, I don't care what come hell or high water, the Father will let you know that I'm going to protect you during a pandemic. I'm going to protect you.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to protect you. Even when others gave up on you, when others wanted to give up on you, I'm going to protect you because you understand that you don't supposed to be deceived or marked, because God is not marked. Whatever man sowed, what have you been sowing? I'm not just talking about seeds, because we all can sow sowed seed, but when was the last time we sowed a praise? When was the last time we sowed a hallelujah? When was the last time we sowed a thank you, Jesus? I said, Lord, I know that in this pandemic that everybody is fainting, everybody is scared, everybody going their way, but I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, and this praise is going to continue to be in my mouth, because I understand that even while I'm going through, even while I'm fighting, I'm not going to be weary and well done, because in due season, we shall reap if we faint not.
Woo!
So whatever you're going through, brothers and sisters, don't you faint. Don't you give up. Don't you throw in the towel. God got a plan for you. And guess what? Your blessing got your name written all over. Can't nobody take it from you. Can't nobody steal it from you. Can't nobody borrow you. When God got his hand on you, the devil in hell can't stop what God got for you. So no matter where you are, I don't care if you're in China. I don't care if you're in Africa. I don't care if you're in Kenya. I don't care if you're on the West Coast, East Coast, North or South. When God got his hand on you, he's omnipresent. He's everywhere at one time.
Lord.
If he do it for me, he can do it for you. So just remember this. Let's close this one point. Just remember this. You got favor because you survived. You didn't faint. God bless each of you, and I hope that word hold fast to you. I hope you can grab that word and begin to praise God. God, thank you for not allowing me to faint. Others around you fainted. Other people fainted. Other people, guess what? Guess what? Other folk were counting on you to faint. But because you had the favor of God, even when others seek to see you fall, God said, I'm going to hold you up.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
So glory
That's
to God.
Good.
God bless each of you. And I pray that that word will bless you today. And I pray that you hold fast to that word. Now, Father God, we thank you because you said in due season. Now, God, natural to a man, there are four seasons. There's winter, spring, fall, and summer. But God, to the Christian, there's a due season. In other words, at any given time during one of those four seasons, it could be my due season. And God, there's some things that you have promised, that there's some things that we're still holding fast to, that we're waiting on. And we're going to be patient. Even before you bless us, we're going to praise you. Because
Hallelujah.
You are the blesser. You are the one to be praised. And we give your name to praise and glorify you.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That hallelujah, hallelujah. That's a word. That's a good word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I can just shout right now. I'm telling you, I'm on fire. I enjoy that word. That's the Holy Ghost right there. Just fall, Holy Ghost, right now and destroy. Hallelujah. Burn through, burn and destroy yokes right now in the name of Jesus. I feel that Holy Ghost anointing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for setting the captive free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, Jesus. None like you in all the earth. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
I'm telling
yes,
you,
Lord.
Nobody can do you like Jesus. Can nobody do you like the Lord? If nobody, nobody, not one, nobody like Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
I really enjoyed that message on today, Pastor Adams, and I appreciate you coming and helping us out with the blessing us with the word of God so we can hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, because we need to hear from God. Amen.
Glory
we need to
God.
Hear from God. We need to
That's
hear.
Right.
And if he says he that has an ear, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. God gives us pastors after our own heart. And he gives us
pastors,
evangelists, and teachers. He says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come into the unity of the faith. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I thank and praise God for you, and you being my pastor, too. Amen. I'm going to have to tell evangelist Nelly, she's going to have to start sending them tithes from Africa, huh, Pastor?
Oh, amen.
She said, you are past. I tell you, you are, that was an awesome word. I just thank and praise God for it. And, you know, I do want everyone to know how they can get in contact with you, Pastor Adams, because they may want you to come and speak at their event. They may want you to come and they even may want you to pray for them. How can a person get in contact with you, Pastor Adams?
Well, I'm all over social media. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. Or you can simply just Google my name, and I'm all over YouTube. So if you just Google in Armando Adams, which is A-R-M-O-N-D-O, Adams, A-D-A-M-S, you can reach me. Or you can call my booking contact, which is 662-549-7622. That's 662-549-7622. So I'm all over the, like I said, all over Facebook and all over online. So if you Google my name, man, it'll bring up all of that information.
Well, praise God. And what about this new release, Just For Me? How can we get that that single?
Coming out real soon. I have a meeting with what may be my new record company on Monday. I don't know yet. It has not been released in the States, so you all actually have the first copies that will come out that you all can listen to. But hopefully by the mid-August, early September, it should be out on all digital play, and plus you'll probably be able to get a hard copy as well.
And platforms. Okay, great. Awesome. Well, I tell you, you've been a blessing to us today. We certainly thank God for you and your wife, Lady Tanisha. Very sweet spirit, very beautiful woman of God, and you really have a blessing, a great help that's near you and by you, and she does a great job and she's doing a great work for the Lord. So we thank God for her today as well. And we thank you for listening, everyone, and tuning in to Jabez Radio 1. And tune in every Saturday at 3 p.m. As we are going into all the world to preach the gospel unto all creatures. So we want to end with this single that's coming out by Pastor Armando Adams, Just For Me. And let it saturate your spirit and your soul that God has a miracle. He has a breakthrough just for you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
I was preaching at my church one Sunday morning, and the spirit got real high. God gave me this song after I got through preaching, and the song simply said, "Just for me, this miracle, this breakthrough, and this healing is just for me." In this season that we're going through, I want you to lift your hand wherever you are and just simply say, "It's just for me."
Just for me. For me, you ought to lift your hand and say, "Lord, I really need." loving Lord. I need you. I really need you. I really need you. I need a healing in my body. I want to let you know God got a healing with your name on it. Whatever you're going through, God gonna fix it just for me. I tell the Lord all the time, Lord, I need your touch right now. I need you to lay your hand. Children, and you don't know what to do. I just want to tell you, God, go turn it around. Yes, He will. All you got to do is believe. I know there's somebody said, preacher, I can't pay my bill. Feel like every time I turn around, trouble on my left side, and I got trouble on my right side. Yes, sir. To do is lift your hand and look to the hill from which cometh your help. All of your help, all help come from the Lord. God got a miracle just for you. God got a breakthrough just for you. You don't have to cry no more. God gonna turn it around just for you. You got favor. You got favor. You got favor. Tell God, say, Lord, I thank you right now. Out of all I've been through, I still got my joy. I still got my peace. I still got the victory. I'm not going to turn around. Not going to give up on God. You've been good to me. You've been good to me. Hey, you've been good. You've been good. Yeah.